Elon Musk brought Donald Trump onto X for a live interview during the presidential campaign. Now, he's done the same with Alternative for Germany's candidate for chancellor. The party is polling second as next month's election approaches. Musk's endorsement of the AfD has infuriated the country's other political parties. Here's Esme Nicholson.
Some 200,000 X users logged onto the platform to listen to the world's richest man called Alice Weidel from the Alternative für Deutschland, or AfD. He introduced her as the leading candidate to run Germany, even though her party has little chance of entering government. After mispronouncing her name, Musk had only words of praise.
I think Alice Weidel's a very reasonable person. Nothing outrageous is being proposed, just common sense. And people really need to get behind the AfD. Otherwise, things are going to get very, very much worse in Germany.
Weidel thanked him for giving her a platform.
Elon, it's a complete new situation for me that I just can have a normal conversation and I'm not interrupted or negatively framed.
Since Musk threw his weight behind the anti-immigration, anti-Islam party that German domestic intelligence classifies as extremist, Berlin's political center is aghast. Outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz has warned against, quote, feeding the troll. But editors of the conservative newspaper Die Welt recently published an op-ed by Musk urging Germans to vote for the AfD. Campaign strategist Johannes Hilliard says the legacy media platform lends the AfD more credibility among libertarian voters.
This demographic sees Elon Musk as a successful entrepreneur and they don't mind his radical political views.
But many do mind, including the Green Party's chancellor candidate Robert Habeck.
When Elon Musk zur Wahl der AfD in Deutschland aufruft,
Elon Musk's support for the AfD is not some ignorant whim. He's emboldening those who want to weaken Europe and its rule of law, the very regulations that limit unchecked power.
And the rule of law was of concern to European Commission officials who were also logged into Musk's talk with Weidel last night, checking for what the EU's Digital Services Act classifies as hate speech or deliberate manipulation of civic discourse and electoral procedure. The EU Commission says the talk could impact its ongoing probe into X. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.